Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Everybody, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I'm Linda Irwin, your host on this Tuesday, and I've got Eileen and Jan, and we're ready to rock and roll with some readings for you. Our phone cues are lighting up. So glad to have you listening. I thought first I'd have everyone tell a little bit about what they do, and we're going to talk about Valentine's Day very briefly since that's coming up on Friday. Eileen, you want to share with us a little bit how you got going in all of this and what you do?
Well, sure. Well, I've been connected with spirit all my life. As a child, it was just pretty prevalent, and I've been receiving messages here and there. And in the last, 8 or so years, I've really been working on making my connection, and it has come true. I have a real good connection, and I listen to spirit, and mostly I try to work with the angels. They seem to like me best, and so that's who I work with, is I work a lot with the angels for my messages, and Archangel Michael, and of course, Source, Universe, Source of all that is. And that's brought me here today, and I'm looking forward to doing readings for everybody today. I'm really excited today. So who knows what energy we'll get out of this.
Oh, for sure. Jan, our animal totem lady, we are Jan fans. How are you today?
Great. Thank you, Linda. And I'm a fan. I'm a Linda fan and an Eileen fan, too, and a Psychics Gone Wild fan all together. Yeah, it's been a wonderful time with Psychics Gone Wild, and you guys have been my main inspiration for getting involved in this work. And so as a kid, I saw things, I used to see these big things, and I later find out they were big orbs with people in them, and I knew there were people in them, but I didn't know what they were. They were happening as a child. And then it all went away. I never saw anything like it again until later. Things started happening again when I was a teenager, and I sort of got too afraid of it all. And it's not until my later years, when I've been sort of retired from my dance career and stuff and been at home getting more involved in this type of spirituality. And it's just been very exciting. And now I've taken classes from Jethro Smith, the creator of Psychics Gone Wild, and I've taken class from Sandra Green and Linda Irwin and Amy Kavanoff, and they're all Psychics Gone Wild members, world members too. But anyway, it's brought me to doing this, and the animals started coming through, and so that's what I'm doing, and it's just really fun, and I'm still learning about it as I go along. I'm new to it. I guess I'm new to it. Maybe it's been happening to me for this whole time since I've been alive, but now I'm much more aware of it. And so anyway, that's what I've been doing. And sometimes I work on people and do readings, and it's great practice for me. And for me, I have to do it through meditation. It's more through meditation of how I get messages. But in the meantime, on air, this is what I do, are the animals. And I hope we have a great show, and I know we will.
Oh, I know we will, and this is just one of the 5 shows every week. Monday, we have Gary Wimmer with Lithomancy, DC Love, and Mystic Haven. Wednesday nights, Jethro and Melissa Berman. Thursday nights, Jethro and Dina Flanagan. Friday nights, Jethro and Patty Negree, rated number one psychic, most trusted. And Amy Cavanaugh is coming back. Our mermaid is swimming back into Psychics Gone Wild, so be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk. That way you can get all of the information for all of the upcoming episodes right to your inbox. And I wanted to take a minute and think about Valentine's Day, which is coming up on Friday. What does it mean to those on the other side? What does it mean to our angels, to our guides, to our animal totems, or to our star family? I can say personally for myself, I know the star family loves any day that's associated with love, and it doesn't have to be romantic love. It can be any kind of love, love for your fellow man, love for your family, your friends, your coworkers, that stranger on the street that's looking a little bit depressed. Give them a smile. Reach out with your heart on Valentine's Day. Eileen, how do the angels relate to Valentine's Day? Is Cupid one of the angels?
Well, I have like a band of angels that I kind of work with, and they're just all a Twitter about Valentine's Day. They're excited at the way we here on Earth just share with each other kindness and love, and even though, you know, the people sometimes you share with aren't your soulmate or anything like that. Sometimes it's just that wonderful smile, that joy, that flower gifted to another person. They love the energy of it. And when I asked how they felt, that's what I get from them, is that they're just so excited at us here on Earth sharing the gift of love with each other.
Mm, love it. Jan, I know animals feel all of our emotions. How do you think they feel about Valentine's Day?
Oh, I think they love Valentine's Day because I think they know that we love Valentine's Day. And when we're feeling love, they feel our love so much more. And they pick up on it, and they love to feel our love. And especially the animals that are right around us, like our dogs and cats and whatever else you might have, as soon as you are smiling even, I notice that my animals are just, they light up. They want to be around you. They just, anytime that I smile or laugh, they are right there. They come out of the woodwork if they're not around me, and they come right over. They want to be part of that feeling, and they love love. And I think also so do our animals that may not be right around us, like birds who are up in the air. I think they pick up on love, especially hummingbirds, very fast. The vibrations of love are so powerful, and they penetrate. They go right through the airwaves. And I think the animals out in the air, and like butterflies and insects, they pick up on it too. One time I had a bird that came right into the a restaurant, right through the door, right to our table, and just powered right into us. And it was just like, wow! It was the most exciting thing, and it freaked us all out. But later I realized it was a sign, and this bird was trying to let us know something, and it was a very positive sign, and I'm so glad that happened. This was years ago. I didn't really know much about what animals could do back then, you know, or what they meant. But I know now what that was all about. And that animal was definitely trying to share some love with us and picking up on our vibrations too. And anyway, I think the animals in spirit do the same thing. Our spirit animals, our guides, they're like our guardian angels. And they definitely pick up on our love for sure, and they are all love. They are just love animals. They are around us, protecting us, and trying to give us messages. So, yes, I think Valentine's Day is a very positive and powerful day for our animals and angels, and I'm sure ETs and spirit guides and friends, et cetera.
Oh, absolutely. Well, ladies, are we ready to start taking callers?
Woohoo!
Okay. Oh, I actually had time to get the names of the first two. We've got several after that, but we'll get the first one on here. Hi, Bryn. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild with Linda, Jan, and Eileen.
Yes, hi.
How can we help you today?
Hi, this is Bryn. How are you doing?
Great.
Hi there. How's it going? I have a question. I feel that I've been kind of off track lately for the past two or several days. Like, I haven't been listening to the guides, and I just want to see what my guides maybe have been trying to tell me or what I need to do to get back on track, because I've been feeling a bit off track a bit. I know February, cosmically speaking, I've heard is a very...
Mercury in retrograde, for one.
Yeah. So anyway, just want to ask the guides that.
Okay, what I'm actually getting is a woman and a man who are not what they appear to be. It may be someone that you feel is negative in your life, but they're not really. They're actually lessons for you. And I'm also getting a card for meditation. It's very strongly suggesting that you practice every day and or every night in your meditation. Try to tune into what these people that you're uncertain of might be trying to show you or might be trying to tell you. It's a man and it's probably a couple, you know.
Wow.
Does that make sense to you?
No. I mean, I can't think of any couple or single man and woman at this point that fits that.
It could be parents. It could be siblings.
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone that you're having difficulty with or had difficulty with that maybe you're not seeing the whole picture as to why they are the way they are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, keep your eyes open. Maybe this is something that's coming up and they're just trying to alert you in advance.
Okay.
Eileen, what are the angels saying?
Well, you know, it's funny that you came up with two, and he's not... Brent, you don't have a couple or something, but I'm getting a couple also in what I'm seeing too. And it could be a new partnership or a new contract. Something that, you know, that you're going to come into here very soon, and don't allow anybody to hinder your progress. It has to do with career or business. And it seems to be on the right track.
Is this reflexology and massage and healing work?
Maybe there is a couple of people you're supposed to work with.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe somebody has a shop or something. You're supposed to work at their shop or,
right.
I don't know. I see some sort of negotiations and it's going to go on and it's going to be really smooth. Mm-hmm. And the relationship is going to continue. You're going to grow closer to it. And it's going to have positive resolution of whatever it is that you're working towards. It's going to be a shared ideas.
Uh-huh.
It also says that you need to make good business decisions right now for the third card that I have, and that you should look into maybe giving a little bit to those less fortunate.
Well, I'm actually applying for hospice work to do. Sorry, my voice is a little strained. The hospice work to do that. I've also volunteered in the past at a place called Rosie's Place. It's a woman's shelter.
Uh-huh.
Work there. So, yeah, that seems to be in line with...
What you're gearing up for. Well, then I would say that that's, you know, that is, that maybe that is the business that's going to come through, is that hospice work. And that it looks like there'll be, it'll be a new partnership.
It's a volunteer position.
It's not
a paid position.
Business doesn't always mean that you get paid.
Right.
But it has to do with your work.
Sure. Sure.
And I think it'll be two people that bring you on board, whether it is two people that interview you or something to that effect. But they'll draw you in, and you'll end up with a very good and close, healthy relationship with them, and it'll have very positive resolution. So that's what the angels tell me today.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Jan?
And
yes?
Yes.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi there.
Hi, Bryn. I see a lot of yellow color right now, and it's the yellow is the third chakra, and it's near the solar plexus, and it's a simulation of experience. And for digestion, positive use of personal power and to manifest goals. So right away, that yellow color goes right around the animal tiger.
Okay.
So that's the animal that I'm seeing. And it says to remain focused and be patient, and you'll receive a surprise that you will help you achieve your goal more quickly than you expected.
Hmm.
It says, create a sacred space in your home that is completely yours, and take time to enjoy the solitude in this space. And did somebody say something about meditation?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you'll soon be experiencing a surge of passion and power that will remain with you for some time. Get ready for a new adventure that may present some challenges and introduce some dramatic changes in your life. You're naturally clairvoyant with the gift of prophecy that becomes stronger as you age. You're a healer, and due to your strong tactile sensitivities, your best goal for healing is performing some kind of body work.
Uh-huh.
Did you say that you had done massage or something?
Yeah, I do massage and foot reflexology and energy healing, that type of thing. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And it just says that you're very adventurous and powerful, and just try to enjoy life to the fullest. Now, as far as the job and stuff, the main thing that I saw there was the yellow color, which to me is the energy of you manifesting your goals. So, and it's and that's positive. So that's what it's telling me for
I
you.
See. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
I hope we helped you today.
Yeah. No. Very helpful. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
And we're going to go
Bryn.
On to number. We're going to go on to the second caller. Hi, Amber. You're on with Linda, Jan, and Eileen. What can we do
Hello,
today?
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, Amber.
Hi. So I was calling in regards to seeing if Spirit had anything to say in regards to my boyfriend or maybe even a more important message they had to give for me, whatever you can pick up on.
Well, the alien cards that I pulled, and that's what everybody's calling them, actually shows there's two men that are in the picture, one that is not so good and one that is. And the one that you met first was the one that is, he has some problems or some things that are weighing the relationship down, a shadow side. The second card I pulled was actually a shadow, meaning that there were things he needs to work out in order to come into full maturity. The second person in the picture is an ambassador of light, which is a very good thing, somebody that's very resonant with you. Does this make sense to you?
Totally.
Great. Eileen, what do the angels have to say?
I think this is pretty amazing. Just kind of trying to tune in to what else they're really giving me here. And looking at the overall picture, I have two major arcana cards, which is, really your future, you know, what's really happening here. And the first one is the Sun with Archangel Uriel. It's a very happy outcome, and it's going to lead to success, and it says for you to have confidence in yourself. So to me, that's be who you are and be confident with who you are. My next is the Knight of Water, and it is it's an emotional card. It's about falling in love. It's about being romantic and enthusiastic, and really contemplate your choices here and the need for emotional balance. So balance your emotions before you make a choice, okay? The third card is Archangel Gabriel, which is an awakening. And it tells me, it's a beautiful trumpet card with Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel's a beautiful archangel. And it really says that to look at things from a different perspective, which is kind of like after you get yourself in an emotional balance, look at things from a different perspective. And it's very important to be yourself. So if we're reading this to go along with your question of that significant other or that place of love, to put these three cards together, it says have confidence being yourself. You have emotional or romantic falling in love coming into perspective here very soon. Balance your emotions. And with those emotions balanced, choose wisely. And make sure that the person you choose allows you to be yourself. That's where you're going to find your greatest happiness. Because if that's the person you choose, it is going to bring you to another step up within yourself, knowing yourself, loving yourself, finding the importance in yourself. And by making that balanced emotion, you will choose the right person better for you. And when you choose that right person that is best for you, there you're going to see a whole new awakening for yourself. You're going to step up another level because of the choices that you make and the support of that person that comes into your life or that may already be in your life. It looks like they're already in your life. You already know them. And that's what the archangels say today. You got an archangel reading.
Wow.
Great.
Jan?
I do, and I saw the cat for you, and I just wanted, but I also saw the second chakra, which is the orange, and I don't know why I'm seeing colors today, but maybe that's what my thing is for today, or colors. And it's the orange color, and it has the cat for... The orange chakra has a cat for its main animal, which is the jaguar. And so I'm seeing the cat, and I think that's funny. Oh, kind of, it just sort of works all together. But anyway, just looking at the orange chakra, it says, mother, sister, who knows the way across the bridge to the world of mystery, step beyond fear, violence, death, the archetypal connection to the life force of the jungle, everything that is green, luminous, warrior who has no enemies in this world. It represents life, death, renewal, and on and on and on. The orange, let's see, where is that orange there? The color of the orange is interesting too, and I'm looking for it right here, and it says it's linked with the kidney and reproductive system, and I'm looking at my notes, and it says utilization of creative forces into all aspects of being, high soul procreation, direct self toward forward in devotion. But anyway, that's just that for the orange color. The cat symbolizes magic, independence, healing, clairvoyance, and curiosity. It's not always an easy totem to call upon, but the cat reflects your independent nature, a free thinker. You don't always have to behave the way people expect you to. Cat, as your ally, seems to live a charmed life. if Kat has crossed your path, look out for a new magic coming into your life. So that's interesting. Pay attention to signs and synchronicity so that you can act when the time is right and follow your instincts. And it's a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities are necessary. Listen to your intuitive self and try to go by what your intuition is telling you so that you can pick these men. I also, pick the man that you want that's going to be good for you. It says whatever you've released, relationships, self-defeating habits, it'll soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you than what is happening presently to you right now. So that's really good. That means you're in the right direction. And also, it says, listen to your own internal guidance, and sometimes you are so independent. Is this true about you? Are you in an independent type personality? Does this feel right to you?
Everything you're saying, I'm resonating with so much. It's crazy. But, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, anyway, it sounds like, and it also says you move very gracefully and naturally, exuding a mysterious sensuality, which to me is perfect. You know, it's a really nice thing, you know, to have that kind of thing around you. And just out of interest, when you first came on and started talking, I did see a man, and this is where I saw the orange color, and he had kind of brown hair, and his hair was a little bit longer. So I don't know if that means anything to you or anything.
He always wears orange.
Oh, God, there he was.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So is this is a man that you're seeing already or right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and so just keep in mind that your intuitive abilities are stronger than what you think, and go by that too as much as you can on how you're feeling. I really didn't hear what Eileen or Linda said, so because I was concentrating on what I was going to tell you. So I hope that it all resonated with theirs too.
Almost definitely.
Some of it. Okay.
Yeah, they all kind of went together there, Amber. So that's good news, huh?
Thank you very much. This was amazing.
Thank you.
Cool.
And well,
let us know, Amber, what happens.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
I
definitely will. I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
Call in next Tuesday and let us know what happened over Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay, that'd be interesting.
How
I will.
Okay. Well, I didn't get a chance to screen the rest of these, but area code 814, you're on with Eileen, Jan, and Linda. How are you, and what can we do for you today?
Hello. Hi, this is Amy.
Hi.
Hi. My question is, does either any three of you see a job change for me coming up for me this year?
What type of change?
A job.
All right.
Okay, two of the cards that I actually pulled, the very first two, had to do with the past and connecting with ancient or ancestral wisdom. I'm not sure if the job that you're looking into relates to anything like that, something that you did before that you're no longer doing, or perhaps somebody you've known before that worked in that field or is working in that job. But the final card that I got was a light ship, which is generally for me a sign of go ahead, this is the one for you. Does that make sense?
Well, I work for state government, so I've been putting things, I've been trying, lately there hasn't been anything, but I've been putting bids out. Some of them have been places that I've tried for before, and some of them have been people that I've worked with before, so maybe that's
what it seems to indicate, yes. Eileen, what do the angels have to say
Well, let's see. I'm tuning into that you need to maybe look towards charity work. Something that is heartfelt for you, that that you can really feel like you're giving of yourself, that somebody else might come along and offer a suggestion, and that you should listen to that suggestion, that they are someone that's wise and compassionate, and they are they're very rich with life and energy, and they're a quiet person of authority, but they are, you know, intelligent, and they're gonna make some careful suggestions for you. But the first card here says charity work. And the second card I have is the Ace of Earth, and it is about abundant flow and the inflow of abundance. And the second term it says on here is a promising business venture. So it has to do with important documents or contracts. And so, yeah, I do. I see with that that there may be a job there. And my third card is Archangel Michael, which is a powerful card. He is, I'll be honest with you, when I want to work on my life purpose and my path and what direction, and I pray to Archangel Michael, and I ask him to show me the path and push me along. And so I do, in my reading here, the angels tell me that there is a new path coming to you, and it's going to be a very promising business venture. It may be in the line of some type of charity work. It doesn't mean you're going to work for charity and not get paid, but you know, it does mean that you're going to be working for a purposeful place that is going to that is creating purpose for others. And that new business venture will come to you. And it will also be part of your path of growth and enlightenment. So it is going to open up your heart space, and it's going to bring the world to you. You're going to be, to me, it looks like you are going to get a new job this next year, and it's going to make you very happy, and it's going to make you very present within yourself. It's going to be a gift to you. And that's what I see. And what do our animals say?
Yeah, and I was seeing green the whole time as soon as she came on, and green is the color for the heart chakra, and so that was really cool, and it governs the heart chakra balance, love, self-control, et cetera, healing, and then I saw a few animals for you. But the one that showed that came out more, I thought it was a deer at first, but it wasn't a deer, and I kept looking, and I thought, what is that? It's not a deer, but it looks like a deer, and it's a kangaroo. It has sort of the face of the deer, and that's what I was seeing, but it just wasn't a deer. So anyway, the kangaroo says, there's nothing to worry about, as you will always have all of your needs met. It's important to stay connected to your family right now and receive your emotional sustenance through them. Once you've gotten some momentum, keep moving forward and don't look back. Progress will happen in leaps and bounds. Let's see. Let's see, what else does it say here? If you find yourself indulging in poverty thinking or belief in lack, you want to trust the abundance of life a little bit more. You're going to move into a position of greater responsibility with friends, family, and coworkers. And so you need to increase your confidence in dealing with these new circumstances. And also, it says you may feel a little bit out of balance in your relationship with work, and so you're now trying to regain that equilibrium. Anyway, and also it says you know it's time to take the leap with your new project, and your phase of life, so don't be afraid to. So basically it's just saying that you're going to move ahead and it's all going to be okay and it's going to be positive and don't look back. So that sounds very positive to me. Does that
yes,
help you?
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Oh, good. Very good.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Everybody be
Please
sure to visit
back.
W. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Everybody be sure to visit www.psychicsgonewild.com. Meet all of our team that's on Monday through Friday. And before we start taking more calls, ladies, would you like to take a quick musical break?
Yes.
Are you good?
Okay,
now?
Last week we played number 4. So we have 1, 2, 3, and 5 left. What number, Eileen?
2.
2?
Yep,
all right. That one's a peppy little number called Unseen World Rap. If you want to see Jan, myself, and another very talented young lady, go to LindaruXQ, LindaruXQ channel on YouTube, and you can see us do the Unseen World Girls rap. And here we are with Unseen World Rap. See the episode description for all the information on how to get that song and many, many more. ContinuumX at Frontier.com, CNTNUUMX at Frontier, FRONTIER.com. Well, ladies, are we ready to go on to our next caller?
Woohoo!
Yes,
we are.
Yes. I love that song, though, Linda. It's a great song you created.
Oh, thank you. Great lyrics you wrote for that video, too, and you did them so well. You're my favorite
thank
rapper.
You. Thank you.
Okay, we're going on now to area code 202. You're on with Eileen, Jan, and Linda. How can we help you today?
Hello, ladies. My name is Tierra, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C. My call today was about my career. I was just wondering, what do you see for me as far as my career?
Well, the three cards that I pulled for you are actually Power, Warrior, and Liberty. So what that's telling me is possibly some type of job where you're going to be able to assist in people that are oppressed, some way that you can fight back as a light worker to help people out, either a charity seems to be the thing today, some type of charitable work that you could do and get paid for it, or some type of political thing maybe where you can make a difference. What does that resonate with you?
Well, right now I do nails, so I'm a nail technician. Mm-hmm. But I don't see how we get into any type of political work. Maybe helping somebody, I could see me doing that.
Well, one person at a time. You know, maybe the people that you're going to meet through what you do right now will be having an organization or something that you can get involved with. It's possible. Eileen, what do the angels have to say?
Well, I see that you're going to come into your own and that you're going to create a new partnership. So if we're talking business or job, then it looks like there might be, you know, something coming in. My second card is Ten of Earth, which is to do with being a very happy family and financial security, and also finding the magic in those little things in life. Okay, so that's important. My third card is the Six of Earth also, and another Earth card, which keeps us very connected and very grounded. And it, you're going to like what it says. Gifts of money, time, or effort. New career opportunities. Receiving a loan or paying off debts. So there you have it. Your third card says that, you know, it looks like new career opportunities might be in store for you. Now, I keep my cards very, very neat and I'm a very orderly person. By trade, I'm a bookkeeper, have been for 35 years, so organization is very much my thing. And my cards are very orderly at all times. For some reason, I had a card in there backwards. It's not a card I pulled today. And so I'm really feeling it for you. And it says it's time for you to rest. You need to take a vacation, and you need to allow more time to make decisions for yourself. And that also that you should meditate, and through that meditation you will provide yourself with your own answers. And I see just a lot of energy in this card, a lot of mist, a lot of spirit, a lot of there's an answer in you that you already know, and maybe it is the fact that you want to move or change careers, and you already know that. And this said that to take time, go within, and seek your own personal answers because you have them. They're in you. And the energy in this card just really jumped out at me and wants me to tell you that, to take that time, drop within your heart space and ask yourself what you want for your desires. And so that's the reading I received for you today from the angels. That's what they give you. And so I hope you like that, because it does look like maybe new career opportunities will be opening up for you. But really take some time to yourself, whether it be a vacation or just time to meditate each day. But allow yourself your personal time to make your decisions for you. And that's where your best answers will come in.
Okay, thank you.
Jan?
Yeah, I don't know why the colors are coming in for me, but they really are just coming in bright here. And I'm seeing pink and orange mixed together for you, which is a really nice combination, because pink is, to me, the heart, and orange is the second chakra again. And the second chakra is the orange color, and it's talking about self-respect, emotional, stimulant, sociable, creative, joyous, independent, and having an appetite for life. And the pink resonates with the heart chakra, and I saw a few animals for you, but the one that I want to talk about most right here, because I love this animal, if I can find it, is the giraffe. And it says, keep your head up and have faith and trust your gut regarding the situation you're dealing with at present. You may have to reach a little bit, but you will achieve your goal. Keep your eye on the possibility that are just on the horizon. Spend some time with friends and family, and try to be clearer in your communication with both your professional life and your personal life that will help you in everything that you do. And you have the gift of foresight, being able to see ahead through dreams, visions, ideas, or signs from the environment. And you really are a very effective communicator. So maybe that's why the pink and green the pink and orange were so prevalent, because you probably are a really good communicator and come from your heart, and you're able to listen well. And then you are to strike an easy balance between spirituality and living in the material world. Does any of that resonate with you so far?
Yeah.
Do you think? Okay. That's my dog. But the other animal that came through too was cougar. Cougar. And it says, you're being called upon to provide leadership to your family, friends, community, or the world as a whole. So that's pretty cool. And there's a need for you to be very decisive right now and not, I don't know what that word is. And it says, stop procrastinating and just go for it, is what it says. Stay strong, clear, and assertive, and move forward with faith and courage. And that's what that animal's letting you know.
Okay.
Can I ask you one more question? Did you say that you did nails and such?
Yeah.
Just throwing this out there, Linda had said, you know, that she saw volunteering, and Jan said that, you know, she sees you giving of yourself. I know doing nails and stuff that you can go into rest homes and such, and maybe you could just go in and just, you know, do little pedicures for people just out of kindness. If you're meant to give or gift your talent, that might be an opportunity. And sometimes by our giving, our gifts, especially our greatest gifts, which doing nails is a great gift, I'll tell you that. I don't do nails. That's why I say that. But gifting of yourself brings things back to you twofold. So I think, you know, I heard Jan also say to really think about your choices, just like one of my cards said, meditate to provide answers. If you gift yourself some way, then I feel that those gifts come back to you twofold. So if you can find a place to give, you receive twofold. All right?
Okay.
And I hope we helped you today.
You did.
I hope that helped. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Angel blessing.
Okay, our next one. Area code 631, you're on with Eileen, Jan, and Linda. What can we do for you today?
Hi, my name is Sue, and I was just wondering, I work part-time and I wanted more hours. Do you see that coming in, or like another part-time job? What do you see with that?
Well, my cards that I pulled are actually showing three people. One is a very intuitive woman, gifted as in like giving readings. I don't know if you're practicing that right now.
No, not at all.
Okay. And then there are two men. One is powerful and one is wise. So that may be an indicator of who you might be working with or working for. Because I've got the one woman who's very intuitive, very caring, and then the wise man and the one that's got power. So I'm not sure how that works out for you or if that resonates.
Well, the person in charge would be hiring me more hours if they do.
Okay. Well, that's just something to watch for, the people that you're working with now, that you'd be getting more hours that way. Eileen, what did the angel say?
Well, my angels for your reading, I'm sorry, have nothing to do with work. And that happens sometimes. When I ask
when I ask, before I pull cards for someone, I simply, I focus somewhat on their question, but moreover, I focus on what do you want this person to know today? Angels, please tell me what you want this person to know today. And all three of my cards have to do with relationships. They are all in the suit of water, and that has to do with the depth of our emotions. And so let me just give you the reading that I have. It's not about a job, but it is your reading. These cards were pulled for you. If you're in a relationship, it's going to continue to grow closer. And if you're in conflict right now, it's going to come to a resolution of forgiveness, and it's going to bring you closer to each other. There will be your romance will be more enthusiastic. You will fall deeper in love with this person. And now these conflicts, it might not be a male-female or a female-female love relationship. It can be a relationship with a family member or a loved one of any sort. It could be a bestie or something like that. But it actually does kind of look a little bit more like it's a mate of some sort, because two cards out of three mention wedding proposal. Or that there'll be a celebration of a wedding, or maybe a graduation, a birth announcement. But there's a celebration coming along, and that you have the need to have more fun. You need to get out and have more fun. But you have a conflict in a relationship, it's going to come to balance. You're going to fall more in love with that person, or be more devoutly loving to that person. And it's going to, you'll need to balance your emotions in the situation, and that it will end with a great celebration or an announcement of mm-hmm. joy of some sort. And that's your reading. That's what the angels want you to know today. I know you asked about a job, but this is what they want you to know today. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it could, well, with two different things it could, yeah, maybe.
Okay.
One, I liked a person from the past, and I didn't know if they were coming back. I liked him a lot. And then the other was with my son, a bad resolution, so it could be with both things.
Okay, well, like I said, two of the cards have to do with, the Knight of Water has to do with falling in love. And the Three of Water has to do with a celebration, a wedding, a graduation, or a birth announcement. The very first one was the Two of Water, which has to do with relationships that continue to grow, grow closer, and forgiveness, the positive resolution. So it could be resolving the past with this man and bringing it forward to falling in love with him. Or it could be, like you said, resolving that conflict with your son. And finding a heart space together might bring you two closer. And maybe he'll have an announcement of some sort for you or I don't know. I'd be really interested in finding out. So if either
Well, he can't get married yet. He's only going to be 13.
No. But, he could have an announcement of sort. Hey, Mom, I got into a program of some sort. Or, hey, Mom, I get to join the church choir. It could be an announcement of anything.
Or, Mom, I want to come back and live with you.
Now, that would be wonderful. It does say that it's a need to have more fun. So whatever that last announcement is has to do with the need to have more fun. So hopefully it'll bring a resolve to a wonderful celebration of joy and fun for all of you. So,
could that be with a new man coming into my life? Or?
Actually, it does not say. It says a relationship that continues to grow closer. Mm-hmm. So it appears it's someone you already know.
Okay.
It's a two-on-two. It's two of water, so it has to do with, two people.
And like I said, it has to do with falling in love or bringing the need of an emotional balance between the two of you.
Okay.
And that it will resolve in a great celebration.
Okay, thank you.
And that's what your angels want you to know.
Good, I hope so.
All right.
What do the animals say?
Yeah, funny that it's neat that you talked about the water, because I saw a big water turtle, Eileen. A turtle in water. Yeah, one of those big turtles in water. And the color I saw for you, Sue, was green, a lot of green, beautiful green, like just beautiful green. And green represents the heart chakra. You know, that's part of our heart chakra, you know. But it says releasing emotionally suppressed trauma, soul, heart, consciousness, expressing love in action for the green heart chakra. Anyway, that's just some words for that. And let's see. So let's see what this turtle says. You've been going much too fast for too long, so slow down and pace yourself.
Well, that's funny, because I was, and I got the part-time job. I need the money, but I feel like God just said work part-time for a few months and then get something.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. And it says take time to nurture yourself and feel and observe your emotions. This is also a very creative, fertile time for you, and you need to shield yourself from interferences that could distract you. It also says so many things here. You're feeling the need for emotional support and protection. Your life has been so fast-paced that sometimes you feel overwhelmed, and you're also worried about not having enough money to obtain the things you like and want to develop for your abundance in life. So, but you're an old soul with a strong sense of connection to the ancient and archetypal worlds, and have a great depth of understanding and compassion for this earth. So no matter where you are in this world, you have a very strong attachment to your home and always end up returning there.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so it says to move at your own pace and take your time and make your decisions very deliberately. There's no rush. You know what I mean? So, and then it says, all kinds of, just, you know, don't be concerned about what others think, and just deal with your life the way that you need to deal with it, so that it's comfortable for you. That was the sea turtle, but I did also see the cow, and I'll just say a few words on that. The cow is gentle, sensitive, and the cow teaches us patience and to have gentle persistence. It prompts us to shift potential into possibility. Cow can motivate and encourage us when we begin a project and offer a balanced overview of what is needed. Cow calmly shares insight and serenity. So the cow may be around you to give you that serenity that you may need right now, to just kind of chill out a little bit and then move on into more hours into your work. Maybe you've needed a break, you know. Yeah.
No, but I can't feel guilty. I just think it's, you're right, steadfast in what I have now, let them to get me know better. If there's something opening up, to get more hours.
Right. But I really saw that beautiful green color. It was like illuminating, you know. It wasn't just stagnant. It wasn't like a flat piece of green. It was like this movement of green, of beautiful movement and stuff. So it feels like there's a lot of nice, Archangel Raphael is part of that, and just that whole healing, green, beautiful energy around you. So that's kind of nice that you have that.
What does that mean, though?
Well,
I don't know. I would think that it means that you're being surrounded by that energy. Maybe the angels are surrounding you with healing and love and perseverance, and to come from your heart more too, to stay in your heart chakra, even if you are trying to manage different stuff with your son and manage stuff with your job and relationships. You know what I mean? I mean, those are three things that you're trying to do at once. That's a lot of stuff to have to deal with. And so maybe they're surrounding you with love and healing so that you can go through all that easier. And they're helping.
All right, well,
you know,
thank
they're guiding, assisting. Sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Please call back.
I
recognize your
you.
Voice. I know you're calling, so I know who you are now.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
And we will go now to area code 617. You're on with Jan, Eileen, and Linda. What can we do for you today?
Hi, ladies. How are you?
I'm good.
This is Brenda, and I'm calling in regards to, do you see a love relationship this year?
Well, Brenda, I got some very interesting cards for you. One is the Keeper. One is the one who watches and observes from above, and if you're into the star family connections, it means you're being watched by them. And the other is communication. Those are the three cards I got. So what that seems to be telling me is that you need to open the communication more on your end, also open up to having the star family assist you in what it is you want. And Keeper is one who holds to their principles, holds to their mission, and doesn't do anything off of that to please other people. So being strong in who you are, understanding and appreciating your connections, and then opening communication to people to find the one that's for you. Does that make sense?
Wow. Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Eileen?
Yes.
Well, I see that my first card is Archangel Uriel. And this is about a happy outcome, brilliant news that leads to success. And it says for you to have confidence in yourself. Mm. It's also the sun, which is, to me, is rising. So something's going to rise up for you, whether it is that new relationship or what. My second card is Archangel Shamiel, which is about life experiences. And it says that you're going to have a significant life-changing event and that it will be time to spread your wings and go for it.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting to get a card that says, you know, that you're going to suddenly see the truth and it's going to make a rapid and inevitable change. And that's what, you know, I see coming to you. Now, I also get the Page of Earth, which often has to do with financial matters. All the Earth cards have to do with, you know, making a living and being bound. And this card tells me that you're wanting more of a challenge. That, you know, and I know this doesn't have to do with your question. I can't help what the angels give me. They give me what you need to. They give me your messages, and it just says that there is good news about your financial matters, and that you want to do something more challenging, and that you should look into a new area of study, no matter what that is for you. So just throwing that out there for you to think about. But the first two are major archangels, and so those are about life experiences and life purpose and life events. And they say that you're going to have a happy outcome and a significant change, and that it's time to spread your wings. So if you see something come along, spread your wings and go for it.
Yes. Beautiful. Wow. Readers are great.
Jan?
Yeah, I saw bright red, and I'm just going with this color stuff. I see colors a lot, but today I'm seeing them a lot here. and I just see bright red here. That's the root chakra. That's the very first one. And it says, being physically there, at home in situations, feeling grounded, stable, and secure. You don't mistrust people. You feel present in the here and now and are connected to your physical body. You're probably needing to feel more secure and sometimes resist change.
Yes.
Stuff like that. And it's
makes sense.
So anyway, it's also vitality, vigor, and growth. And it contains the course of our future destiny. Wow. But I got this animal here, and I saw it with polka dots. So I don't know why I did, but and now I just lost my place with it. So let me just go back I've only seen this animal one other time, and so it doesn't come up too often. And it's the pig. The pig is a really good animal. I know it sounds funny.
I've been called worse.
No, you're not a pig. You know, that's what
I'm
I mean.
Just
it's
kidding.
Not. they call it a boar. You know, a no, that's a bad word too.
That's okay. No, I'm not offended. Say it. No. Oh no, I'm not offended at all.
Let me just Oh, good. Let me just read you what it says. You know, we have more than one animal. We have many animals around us all the time, and I know that you have more than this. It's just that I just saw this. This is the animal I saw, and it was a very pink, rosy looking one pig with black and white polka dots on it, and I don't know what that means, but it was very beautiful looking. And it says right here to stop your procrastinating and move forward on that project that you started and have yet to finish. Okay?
That's true.
And I'm glad. Oh, good. Okay. It's time to meet whatever situation or person in your life is causing you distress head on and achieve some sort of closure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Yay. And you're at the beginning of a period of wealth, prosperity, and personal growth.
You wouldn't think that about a boar. You wouldn't think that about
a
boar.
No, I know. I know, not at all.
Why I said I'm not offended.
Good. Yeah, I know. These animals just have amazing messages. And then it says, face your fears and do whatever it is necessary to resolve them so that you can find peace.
Wow.
And basically that is what he's saying.
Wow, your readings are just, it's spot on.
Great.
Every reading was
spot
on.
Glad to hear it.
It's exactly what I'm going through and what I'm experiencing. And it's all good. It's all good. So this is really, this is really fantastic.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we
really
could validate.
Is. Yes, you
thank you,
very,
Brenda.
Very good.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah, very, very good. Very good. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Many blessings to you.
We're really
many
glad
blessings.
To be here.
Same to you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow,
and moving on right now to area code 956. You're on with Jan, Eileen, and Linda. What can we do for you today?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're good.
Great. That's good to hear.
Getting some wild readings here on Tuesday.
Yes.
They have been.
And you're going to love what
I
have
I
for you.
I'm sorry?
I'll just go ahead. I've been pulling the cards, and we'll just see if this fits with what you were going to ask. I pull them as soon as I bring you on the air. I have the Ambassador of Light again. I also have the Contemplation card and the Technomage card. And a Technomage is like a magician, but we can kind of relate that to light worker that has very good abilities. And Contemplation, you've been doing a lot of work with that. and congratulations on being one of the ambassadors of light. Now, does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Great. They're way of recognizing what all you're into right now, what you've been doing. Eileen?
Mm-hmm. My second card has to do with contemplation.
Oh, wow.
When she said contemplation, I was reading that word right off the card. I went, wow, that's coming. But it did. And, of course, the suit of water has to do with our emotions. But I also mm-hmm. got two fire cards. And the suit of fire has to do with ideas and inspiration and what we feel about passion. So I've got the five of fire, and it says that you've got some competing goals, maybe some bothersome details that maybe even conflicts with others that aren't working out. And so let me see what else it says about that. It says that you're experiencing some challenges and that you could be in a very competitive situation. And it's just necessary for everyone to try to understand the other person's point of view. Mm-hmm. And there's a need for clarity and resolution there.
Okay.
And then the third card we have is also the Two of Fire. And it is that you're coming into your own. It's actually the last card. So I'll wrap it all together in a minute here, but it is, it says to take steps to improve your career, your business, and to put that on the right track as a move forward and continue to forge ahead with that. So let me wrap this together with the two fire cards that have to do with, career or inspiration. And then this third card. So you've got some conflicting things going on, I would say, at work. There could mm-hmm. even be up to five people involved in this competing goals. And that there's some details that just need to work out. Nobody's listening to anybody else. They're all on their own page instead of getting on the same page together. The Knight of Water says that you need to put your emotions at bay. Be enthusiastic and contemplate what's really going on there, and balance those emotions out because there's a lot of emotions going on with this conflict at work. So balance those emotions out, and I should help. That brings us to the third card, which says, you're going to come into your own. It's going to create a new partnership, or some type of contract. And that you will continue to move forward. Now, the funny thing is, now I'm going to ask you something silly. What was your question today?
I just wanted to see, by any chance, if I had any messages from Spirit.
Okay. Well, then that works. I just, we never asked for the question, but the cards... Your cards came out, and the same with as Linda. I don't pull the cards until you come on the call, and then I invite your energy in to pull those cards. So that's why I always tell people that these are your cards. They were pulled for you by your energy, and so there's your message for today.
Okay.
I don't
know
that
Jan
it was.
Has.
I'm sorry.
Let's see what Jan has for you.
Okay.
What was your name?
My name is Yolanda.
Yolanda. I see really bright yellow light. It's just very bright. And it's just very beautiful. And so, if the chakra for that is the solar plexus, and it's the positive use of personal power, to manifest goals, et cetera. It's your self-worth, and it's optimistic and good-humored, and it's alert and a lot of that kind of stuff. And the animal that I saw very clearly was the swan. And so the swans meaning grace and inner beauty, strength, intuition, partnership, song. It's an ancient totem, both solar and lunar. No wonder why I saw bright light. And the swan is both masculine and feminine, mystery and holiness. And it's king of the water birds.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, if it's your totem, you have an inner beauty that is readily brought out into the world, sensitive to your own emotions and those of others. You can see what lies behind a word or action and perceive the true spirit of a person. And trusting your inner sight and power, you glide through change smoothly and gracefully. You may be a poet, dreamer, or mystic, and you have a childlike innocence that covers a lot of strength. Let's see what else. If it appears to be in your life, you have inner strength and beauty, which I already said, and spend some time alone by the water, touching the earth and paddling. Reflect on your development. Reflect on your development. You are being called to a new level of awareness, and your intuition abilities are being deepened. So, and then it also says, no matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong. And it's important to accept your life circumstances and surrender to the will of the Spirit, trusting that it will all work out. So anyway, that's basically what it's saying. And
they've got your number really today, don't they?
Yes, they do. Very well down. Yes, yes, very true.
Well, did that put things in perspective and validate for you?
Yes, it did. It definitely did. Scary, but yes, it did. Very, very good. I appreciate your time, girls.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yolanda.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the next one here. Area code 619, you're on with Eileen, Jan, and Linda. Hello? Well, I'm going to put you back on hold, and we're going to go to the next one. Hello, live, calling in via Skype. Live, you're on live.
Hi.
Hi, what can we do for you today?
I just would like to know what's my spirit totem.
Let's see. Hold on one second. Oops, there it is. And I can see a deer right away.
A deer?
I don't know if you've been told that before or if that's new. But you know how it is. We have different ones too. We have different ones for different times. I just saw the deer's face just right away. And it says, more than ever, you need to trust your gut instinct. You're going to have an enticing adventure, one that will take you down many different paths and lead to many different important insights. Be gentle with yourself. You maintain balance of authority and protection with the feminine characteristics of love, nourishment, and surrender. You are highly sensitive and intuitive and are aware of feelings of others before they are.
Yes.
Cool. You can move with intention, awareness, and speed and can change directions quickly while staying completely centered. So, does that resonate pretty well?
Yes.
I'm trying to get another take on it because that's just one thing there. And the deer is gentleness, compassion, grace, intuition, and hidden strength. Deer may appear weak, but it is important to remember that the great strength that lies in the heart of gentleness. If deer is your totem, you are a very gentle person in speech and in touch, and you are acutely aware of what is best for you and those around you. You can usually hear what lies behind others, et cetera, et cetera. This is another book. You are non-critical, though, and you know instinctively when to push and when to allow. You will willingly sacrifice your own needs for the sake of helping others.
Yes.
I think deer is one of the most, is a beautiful totem. I'm glad this is resonating for you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, sure.
Do you know what's my calling?
You mean as far as
what your calling is?
Yes. Like, what am I supposed to do to help others in life? Like spiritually?
Well, I actually drew three cards for you here. One is the new commander. One is duality and decision. And then one is a light ship that's moving very quickly. And what that seems to indicate for me is that your newer knowledge that you've recently gained, you may be able to help people in counseling who are having a difficult time with their past, like life coaching, moving them ahead much quicker than they would on their own. Does that resonate for you?
Yes. I went to school for alcohol and drug counseling,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't feel that was mine, so I feel like there's something else calling me.
Yeah, draw from your newer experience, I believe, your newer interest, to apply that to some sort of counseling.
Okay.
I also got that you've just completed something, and it was a really job well done, and that it's helped you grow spiritually, and that you need to be involved in a whole new level of understanding of the universe. And that you feel a great sense of gratitude. And by being grateful, more things do come to you. And so gratefulness and forgiveness are two things that draw in better and greater things. So just, you know, contemplate on being grateful for what you've received and forgive anything that didn't work for you. And, you know, look for competing goals or conflicts with others and, you know, forgive those situations and move forward with that. You know, move forward. You'll see something in that that's going to open up for you and work towards it. A lot of times we don't always, even myself with my own path, I don't always see what's going to be open, but I was told something one time that your headlights only see 200 yards ahead, but yet you can drive in the dark from California to New York and arrive there safely, even though you only see a few hundred yards ahead. So just look a few hundred yards. Don't look too far ahead, but you'll reach that goal. Does that make
sense? Thank you. Yes, it does. It does.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. We've got time for just one more call today, and we're going to bring on area code 770. You're on with Eileen, Jan, and Linda. What can we do for you today?
Hello. Yay, I got in.
Yay.
My name is Maddie.
Yay.
Oh, your key cards are amazing. We have coming through the wormhole, we have the gift, and we have the intuitive woman.
Wow.
How does that sound?
Wow.
It does. It resonates with me.
I think that describes you. Eileen?
It's funny because I keep getting a lot of the fire cards up today, which are, well, fire and air. I got the Two of Fire, which means you're coming into your own. And like I said, a new partnership or new contracts has to do with, you know, moving into a partnership of some sort, maybe business or something that's going to inspire you, something that you'll feel passionate about. And then you're going to have to pull back, and you're going to have the need for revision. This is the first air card we've gotten today. And there's more going on than meets the eye in this situation that comes up with this new contractor partnership. And so it says that it's not very good timing for it. So really keep, you know, really see what it is and make sure that it is divine timing to meet your needs or your desires. But stretch your wings and fly, and don't underestimate yourself. Assert your independence. So this partnership, you know, reading all three cards together, this partnership that's going to come to you is going to come in your own time, and it's not the right one. There's more to it than meets the eye, and it's just not good timing for it. It's very poor timing. But fly on your own, and don't underestimate yourself. Your independence and creativity will pull you through.
Okay.
And that's your angels want you to know today.
Okay. Yeah.
And Dan?
Yes, I do. And I see light blue and light green. And light blue to me was the sky. So I can't believe she said that, flying. And then I also saw three animals for you. I saw parrot, cat, and Pegasus. So,
what's a Pegasus?
I'm going to go for Pegasus because
what is that?
Talking about? Oh, that's the unicorn, isn't it?
No, it's
the winged horse.
Oh, it's a flying horse.
Oh,
so there we are, flying again.
But we're flying here, and what a
through a wormhole too.
Yeah, well that's cool. And so let me see if I can't get Pegasus in my books. It definitely, that was the word I heard. Usually, I would usually hear unicorn, but I didn't hear unicorn. I heard Pegasus. You know what I mean? So that's a definite thing. But sometimes they don't show what it means if I can't find it in a book. Okay. Now, let me just check one more. But I did also see the parrot, too, and the cat, so that's kind of neat. But let's just, if I can just find this darn thing, it just takes a second or two. I hope you can't hear my computer in the background.
No.
No, I don't hear it, no.
Okay. You know what? I cannot find this Pegasus in any of my books. I can find unicorn, but that's a different thing. So let's just go ahead and go for the parrot. And if you call back next week, I hope that you will. I can tell you what Pegasus is.
Okay.
Will you do that?
I will.
Love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that that'll be fun. I can look up Pegasus somewhere else. And
how do you spell it?
Pegasus. And what was your name?
Maddie.
Oh, Maddie. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
what does
please
parrot
call
mean?
Back. Yeah, we're going for parrot right now. And parrot says sunshine and color healing, and that makes perfect sense to me because I saw blue and green, all these, and they were light blue and green, all these pretty colors. The parrot is a bird of the sun. Its bright colors and sunshine aspect are what gives it its magic. Its feathers can be used in prayer sticks for powerful healing rites and to invoke the energies of the sun any time of the year. Some parrots have been taught to mimic humans. Because of this ability, the parrot has been considered a link between human kingdom and the bird kingdom. Parrots in this sense could be likened to ambassadors, diplomats, interpreters, etc. They have a magic that will enable you to understand others more effectively. They can help you awaken a sense of diplomacy. So that's what they're all about, diplomacy
okay.
and stuff like that,
okay.
good communication, and also color, and also the sun. So that is really cool.
Fantastic.
Well,
yeah. That was all of that really fits me, yes, what I heard
oh,
today,
good.
Yes, about the new contract and all of that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, good.
Yes. But I got through a business opportunity that was presented to me, coming in as a with a partner, and so I've got to contemplate on it a little bit more to see just I got to really find out the really nitty gritty of it, then contemplate out and see if I really want to go for it.
Well, you have that gift of intuition, so.
Yes. Yes. So.
And just drop
it and diplomacy.
Ask your angels for your messages, and ask them to help you make that decision on whether to go forward or hold back on it, and they will give you your answers.
Okay, I will. I definitely will.
And please
but
call.
It sounds so good. The money. Sound like there's a lot of money involved, but I shall see.
Oh, thank you,
please
Maddie.
Please call back in.
I will. I definitely will because
okay.
I want to know about the Pegasus.
I'm going online.
I'm going to go online and see can I pull it up myself and see the meaning of it. Yeah, because I didn't know. I've seen the pictures of the horse with the wings, but I didn't know that was the name of
right.
it.
Right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Well,
you're welcome.
You.
Yeah. Thank
calling
you.
In.
Thank you again. I'll call back next week.
Thank you.
Okay, all right,
good.
Look forward to it.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Well, ladies, it's
bye.
Time to wrap up. Eileen, do you want to share how they can get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me. They can email me at violetlightreiki@yahoo.com. They can connect with me at Violet Light Reiki on Facebook or Eileen Betcher on Facebook. And they can also find us through Psychics Gone Wild's page.
Oh, for sure. And Jan?
Yep, on the Psychics Gone Wild page, www.psychicsgonewild.com. And my email is jandrake007@hotmail.com. I can give you animal totems, and I can do small readings for you because I do my readings from my meditation, and I can do like one question type things. So please contact me, and that's how you can get a hold of me. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, and be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk Psychics Gone Wild. Yes, we're wild every Tuesday. And,
woo-hoo!
Of course, everyone is wild throughout the week, Monday through Friday. Jethro Smith and all of our wonderful psychic family. You can get a hold of Jethro Smith at www.jethrosmith.net. So until tomorrow night when Jethro is on with Melissa Berman, we wish you love, light, and healing.
All right.